Texte numéro 73. Robots could eventually replace soldiers in warfare. Is that a good thing? The United States has on its Aegis-class cruisers a defence system that can track and destroy anti-ship missiles and aircraft. Israel has developed a drone, the Harpy, that can detect and automatically destroy radar emitters. South Korea has security guard robots on its border with North Korea that can kill humans. All of these can function autonomously, without any human intention. Indeed, the early versions of the Terminator are already here, and there are no global conventions limiting their use. They deploy artificial intelligence to identify targets and make split-second decisions on whether to attack. But are we ready for this? Do we want robocops policing our cities? The consequences, after all, could be very much like we've seen in dystopian science fiction. The answer surely is no. The rationale will be that if we can send a robot instead of a human into war, we are morally obliged to do so because it will save lives, at least our soldiers' lives, and in the short term. And it is likely that robots will be better at applying the most straightforward laws of war than humans have proven to be. You wouldn't have the My Lai massacre of the Vietnam War if robots could enforce basic rules such as don't shoot women and children. And then there will be questions of chain of command. Who is accountable in the event that something goes wrong? If a weapons system has a design or manufacturing issue, the manufacturer can be held accountable. If a system was deployed when it should not have been deployed, all commanders going up the chain are responsible. Ascribing responsibility will still be a challenging task, as it is with conventional weapons, but the more important question is, should the decision to take a human life be made by a machine? Lethal autonomous weapons systems would violate human dignity. The decision to take a human life is a moral one, and a machine can only mimic moral decisions, not actually consider the implications of its actions. We can program it or show it examples to derive a formula to approximate these decisions, but that's different from making them for itself. The only way to avoid untenable situations is to create and enforce an international ban on lethal autonomous weapons systems. Unilateral disarmament is not viable. As soon as an enemy demonstrates this technology, we will quickly work to catch up, a robotic Cold War. Robotics and artificial intelligence both offer great potential for helping society, from searching collapsed buildings for survivors to sifting massive data for new treatments for cancer. It's up to us whether we harness their potential to build peace and enrich our lives, or to ensure endless war and cheapen human life. Adapted from the Washington Post, October 2016.